Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we want to look at a question that often is asked by a lot of people. And that question is this. Sometimes, you know, we know something, we learned it, and we might have, you know, even memorized it, but after a long time, we forget it, you know. And sometimes we need to remember that thing. Let's say that there's a student, you know, he's been studying for a test, an examination, you know, he's been studying a lot, he memorizes a lot of things, but at the time of the examination, he can't forget it. A lot of people, you know, encounter this problem. This is even a problem that, you know, a lot of people, as they get older, this problem is accentuated and it becomes more acute. You know, it might even, you know, turn into a disease such as dementia or Alzheimer's, God forbid. You know, so still today there's not a lot of, you know, information we have about exactly what occurs in this process of forgetting, you know, the stuff that we know and how to remember it. You know, there's a lot of research being conducted. But people often ask experts in religion, is there any religious explanation for this phenomenon? And, you know, if there is, what is exactly, is there any cure in religion which has been mentioned as to how to eradicate this problem or not? So we're going to answer this question and look at it today from a religious point of view, bearing in mind that, you know, what science has told us, you know, neurology and, you know, the different sciences which experiment on, investigate the nature of consciousness and the brain, what they say also is valuable in and of itself. Right. Fortunately, we have a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the second imam of the house of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding this matter. In this tradition, Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, "Inna qalba al-rajule fi huqqin wa ala al-huqqi tabaq." The imam says that compares the heart of a human being to something which has been placed in a box. And this box has a door which has been locked. So the heart has information in it, has knowledge in it. It has other things in it, emotions and things that we've you know, experienced and stuff. And this, all of this stuff is contained in the heart. But this heart has been placed in a box, and the box is closed and it's been locked. فَإِن صَلَّ الرَّجُلُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَاةً تَامَّةً إِن كَشَفَ ذَلِكَ الطَّبَقْ أَنْ ذَلِكَ الْحُقْ فَأَضَاءَ الْقَلْبُ وَذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ مَا كَانَ نَسِيَا. Imam Hassan says that in this situation, if a person sends his benedictions and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a complete manner. When we say complete manner in the language of religion and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, what this means is that he sends his salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad as well as his family and doesn't make a distinction between them. In this situation, this person will remember what he has forgotten. But if he doesn't, then he will remain in his forgetfulness and obliviousness. The door of this box in which his heart has been placed and his knowledge and his things he knows has been placed will remain locked forever. Right? So in case some of our listeners encounter this problem, it's good that they perform the salawat and benedictions upon the Prophet. They might even put their hand on their forehead when they do this. It's often done by people, and they can remember what they remembered. They can remember what they forgot, and also get the sawab and reward for their sending their benedictions and salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad and his family. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at one of the benefits of the salawat and its relation to the remembering of things that we have forgotten. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom. and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.